Studio Brussel.
We hebben hier bij Studio Brussel een mailtje binnengekregen van een Engelsman die vroeg of hij een geluidsfragment van een Studio Brussel programma mocht gebruiken voor een project van hem. Het was een behoorlijk specifiek iets waar hij naar op zoek was, namelijk naar een interview op Studio Brussel uit 1991. Het was opgenomen in De Vooruit in Gent. Om uit te zenden op Studio Brussel, het was een interview met een bandje uit Seattle dat toen eens in De Vooruit mocht spelen. Dat bandje dat heette Nirvana. En het interview was met ene Kurt Cobain. Nick Soulsby is de man die op zoek is naar dat specifieke interview. Nick, good afternoon. How are you?
Hi, nice to hear from you.
Nick, you were looking for a specific interview on our radio station. While most of my colleagues couldn't even remember we ever did that interview, but we've been digging in our archives and we found it. How did you actually know about it?
Well, I mean, credit would have to go to the fan community. There's a website called Live Nirvana, and essentially their reason for being is to uncover as much information and as many recordings of Nirvana as possible. I mean, real labor of love. So on the website, it did mention that this interview took place, that it did exist, but no one's ever managed to find the recording. Mm. So you guys discovering it, that's the first time it's been heard since November 1991.
Yeah, I must be honest, we thought it was lost because we couldn't find it as well, but we did, eventually we did. Can I ask, what do you need it for?
Yeah, of course. I mean, essentially a fan, I've been involved in various Nirvana projects myself. It was my ambition to just write a book. Mm-hmm. So recently I've done a couple of books, and my current project, I've been trying to dig up some of these lost interviews, these kind of last chances to hear the band themselves telling their own story as events unfolded. So that was my desire, was to see if these things still existed.
It's really cool to hear those things, of course. You, as a Nirvana expert, can we listen together to a small part of the interview, and maybe you can tell us a little bit more about it? This is, for example, Kurt Cobain talking.
Sometimes we just get drunk, you know, and we want to have fun, and it's really boring to be on tour for 3 months and be in these same kind of hotels and these same backstage areas and playing your show. And so we do everything in our power to keep it exciting. And sometimes that involves having a bit too much fun. And every time we've ever destroyed something, we've always been in a really happy, joking mood where we're drunk off our asses and then throwing things around and wrestling and having fun, you know?
Yeah, you know, the rock and roll lifestyle, dude. Is this a typical Nirvana kind of interview, you think?
It's a really nice one, actually. At this point of time, they're really overwhelmed. I mean, they've gone from no one really knowing who they are, maybe they might talk to one radio station a month, to suddenly interviews every single day. So to hear him sort of making jokes and being so casual about what's happening to them and explaining the fact that there is fun involved in being a global success.
Yeah.
It's a nice piece.
Yeah.
You caught him on a good day.
Oh, sometimes it wasn't like that?
At this point in time, and they're really young guys, he's still 24 at the time, and he's suddenly been catapulted from the tiniest back end of nowhere town in the far northwest of America to suddenly be in this massive figure everyone wants to talk to. So some days he's just tired. Some days he doesn't want to talk. Other days he simply doesn't like who's interviewing him.
Yeah.
So there's no one approach.
Sometimes we think of him as a typical, well, rock and roll asshole from time to time. and then the other moments he says really nice things about the band Nirvana, who are actually his friends.
We'd be just as happy playing in a basement. You know, sometimes that's the most appreciative time we have with music. It's just being together because we're good friends and we play music. If we weren't friends, I wouldn't want to be in this band. I wouldn't want to be in any band if they weren't my friends.
It's very, very sweet, very nice, and he's very humble as well.
Indeed. I mean, a lot of rock stars, a lot of what he reacts against is end up seeing themselves the same way a kind of banker in the City of London does, that they succeed because they are special.
Mm-hmm.
They are better than everyone else. They are better than we are. He doesn't believe that. He never does. He uses his fame to constantly push Friends into the limelight, to constantly tell people how good other bands are. He never believes that he is this god. Yeah. And he finds it very strange to be in that position, because he is such a sort of humble and often introverted guy. I've never met anyone who has many bad words to say about him. He's a very friendly and decent soul.
Yeah, except when you're the band Poison.
Poison sells 5 million records, and they suck.
They suck. That's what he says as well, of course, but yeah.
That's it. It's Guns N' Roses, the same thing. There's a certain type of rock image which is sexist, yeah, macho, and he hates that. He finds it ridiculous.
Yeah, and he's very honest about it, which is very nice as well, of course. Nick, I enjoyed talking to you about it, and I'm looking forward to what you're going to do with the interview. I want to thank you for reminding us about it, and I'm putting it on our website as we speak, stubru.be.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Thanks a lot, and hear you soon.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Attention, this is Kurt from Nirvana. This is the update on Studio Brussels.
I'm so happy, cause today found my friends in my head. I'm so ugly, that's okay.